private partnership between the Western Cape Department of Health, Gift of the Givers, and Microsoft will see more effective use of water in hospitals. The collaborative effort was announced in Cape Town today. Smart water meters will be installed at health facilities across the province, all in a bid to save the precious resource. Our reporter Mariska Boerter spoke to the Gift of the Givers.
We're coming to you from the heart of the Mother City, where a very exciting project was launched today, or it was announced today. Gift of the Givers is involved. International company Microsoft and the Department of Health will be joining forces to look at ways to streamline the use of water in hospitals. Of course, that's just a starting point for this new project, where they will be using smart meters, and Gift of the Givers will be the implementation agent for this. Of course, Gift of the Givers have been involved throughout the province since the beginning of the water crisis. So to speak to us a little bit more, we have the head of the organization, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Dr. Sav, thank you so very much for joining us. Just in a nutshell, explain to us this project that you are embarking on.
It's an addition to all the other projects we're already doing. Basically, there's a shortage of water. The water that you have to look after it properly. In places of emergency, it's even more incumbent that you look after that water properly. The smart waters and the smart meter that we will be implementing in hospitals, a project partnered by Microsoft, ensures that we find the faults in the hospital where water is being wasted, and it could run into thousands of liters. That water, the meter first picks up where the water is being lost, where the faults are, and how to save that water. Secondly, in the event of no water being lost, but suddenly there's a drop in pressure, or the water levels drop, and you have urgent operations taking place, or you need water in the ICU, that meter can redirect water to the urgent areas. So it's a huge benefit in terms of fixing up the faults, finding the faults, and saving life by directing water to the right places. The application, of course, is far wider than that. We're learning on the job as we're going along. We can apply it at schools for educational department, and also that smart meter, we can put it on bowls, and it can tell us earlier rather than later if the aquifer is drying out. So we can actually save the aquifer, cut the amount of water that's coming out of the aquifer, and start shutting the taps down to allow the aquifer to recharge and then reopen the bowls much later on. In the crisis right now, this is important technology that we really require.
Gift of the Givers, of course, go where the need is. But will this project go to the rest of the country as well? It's starting here in the Western Cape, but are you hoping to expand it?
That was the initial discussion, that of course there are areas more in need than the Western Cape, and poor areas too. And Microsoft said yes, because they've got total cooperation here already. I mean, the health department has just opened its doors, and it's been very, very easy to deal with them. And you know, my special compliments to Winton Gibbs. And we all said, in the interest of the people of South Africa, we'll use this as a testing ground to perfect the model, make all the mistakes, fix everything up, and then just rolling it out in all 9 provinces. And hopefully export the idea to other parts of the continent and other parts of the world that may have similar problems.
What is Gift of the Givers busy with besides this project? You are busy everywhere. What other projects are you busy with in terms of the drought? We know that the Eastern Cape also has a severe drought now, and things are not looking good. Just tell us a little bit about your other projects as well.
We'll be preparing for Eastern Cape. You know, right now we're holding 12 warehouses full of bottled water. Bottled water is not the ideal, but it is life-saving at short notice. So we're looking at Eastern Cape, but we're busy drilling bowls still in the Western Cape. We've designed our own filtration system. We have filtration systems people were coming up with was costing R1 million. We've refined the art and made it at R47,000, and it's far more superior than any other system designed by us. So on the job, we're learning. We're busy at schools. In Sutherland, we're in a race to save the town. We have to put 208 new boreholes because the entire town is dry. Many sheep are dying. 4 days required. So to answer your question, we're providing bottled water, we're providing food for farm workers and for people who have lost their jobs. We're drilling more boreholes, design our own filtration systems, implementing the smart meter, and delivering fodder to several areas in Southern Cape, Northern Cape, Western Cape, you know, in Aberdeen, in parts of Eastern Cape, Potensi, Fraserburg, Lurisfontein, and other parts of Northern Cape, Mossel Bay, Lanesburg, and Deflactus, Albertina, Jubertina, And our trucks are basically on a cycle all the time. And when we tell our drivers to take a rest, they said if you take a rest, the sheep will die. So they've been working extra hard. Compliments to all the staff and all the farmers who've donated the fodder from different parts of the country, which is very vital for the needs of the sheep.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman of Gift of the Givers. As you heard from him, this drought has very, very far-reaching impacts and is over a very wide area, not just the Western Cape. Other parts of the country also affected by this, and they're working tirelessly to assist where they can to help people get through this horrible drought. The water meters, a pilot project here in the Western Cape, and it will be launched in 5 hospitals in the near future. And of course, they will be hoping to roll it out even further as the year goes on.